Blog Talk Radio.
It's 3 o'clock and it's that time for the Financial Literacy Ride. Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. So go grab your pen, pencil, and don't forget the paper, and get ready for your journey for the next 30 minutes.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy Radio, educating the community financially and empowering our people to thrive. Today's date is 4/15/2012, Monday, that is. Hope you all got out and got your taxes done, you know, the deadline. We got a couple of days extra this year, so the deadline is tomorrow, April 17th. So get out and get your taxes done. And, of course, if you don't have someone to help you with that, you can definitely reach out to my partner, and, you know, she's on the air all the time working with Debbie Snelling with the Snelling Group, so definitely get your taxes done. It's 12 p.m., everyone, San Diego, Los Angeles, 3 p.m. ATL. Lines are open, 347-215-8709. Live chat, as always, buildgrowandenjoy.com. I see you guys out there. Hello, Ukraine is in the house. I see you guys over there in Italy. Nice to have you guys join us today. So I hope everyone is just having a fantastic start of their week. As for us, you know, it's just been, you know, a great start. Had a great weekend. Lots of things in store. Been doing a lot of planning with lots of things coming up and coming with Build, Grow, and Enjoy Radio. Keystone Leadership Awards, so we're absolutely excited as we're working it around the clock to pull this all together. But I definitely hope that, you know, you guys are having a great, great start of the week. There's a lot in the news. There's a lot that's going on in the community. There's a lot that's going on financially. And just to start you guys off, we definitely got some power tips of the week for you guys. Money Monday, you know, every Monday, a working divas. Budgeting, you know, that's the first step, your first step to financial success. And on there, I am sharing some great, great tips that is proven, a proven fact, to get you on track financially. So get on over to buildgrowandenjoy.com, money tips, or you can go on over to workingdivas.com and check it out. You guys requested it. As always, I have the tips every Monday for Money Mondays, Working Divas, for all you ladies. And guys, don't be shy. You can get on over there and get the information too. I got some feedback. They're like, what about the men? Hey, yeah, it says Working Divas, but hey, you can be a working divo also. But it is what it is. The advice can be taken from either angle. And it's other news. I'm sure most of you guys have heard, and for those of you that haven't, have to just speak on this, voice of the community. You guys know Justice for Trayvon Martin. George Zimmerman has been arrested for second-degree murder. And, you know, it's just such a tragic, tragic situation in light of all that happened. But it seems as though there will be justice for Trayvon. Bill Grown and Joy, and I'm sure everyone in the community is watching this case closely to see just how things unfold. You know, we will continue to pray for the Martin family. It's just definitely a lesson that to all of our communities worldwide, just bringing them all together and just, you know, coming together to make a change to save our youth and stop the youth violence. So we had a great, great show with Ms. Pamela Reese. With the Preparation Room. If you missed it, archive show is up and running. Had leaders from all over the nation that called in and was on the show speaking of, you know, different, you know, things that's going on throughout their community with the youth and just, you know, what they are going to do to make a change. So definitely get over to buildgrowandenjoy.com and tune into that show. It was an awesome show. Pamela has told me that she's going to do a part two. We couldn't get Connecticut on the line because the lines were so full, and it has already been confirmed that the Connecticut Against Youth Violence, which is huge up in Bridgeport, they will be on the air on the next show, and that's going to be 5/5/2012 for them to come on the air and just speak on what's going on in Connecticut. As you guys know, violence is really high in Connecticut, and there's a lot of youth violence going on there. They're going to speak on some of the difference that they are making. So we are watching the case closely, and as I just stated again, our prayer goes out to the Martin family. Now, getting right to our show for today. Today is a great day, everyone, just a great day. I have a really special guest on the air today. Some of you guys know her, some of you guys don't, and for those of you that don't, you're going to hear about it. And for those of you that do, you're going to hear a little more about it. Working Diva on the Move. the joy of connecting, CEO and founder, Ms. Bonnie Ross Parker. Hello, Bonnie. Welcome to Bill Grown and Joy.
Well, I'll tell you what, Kalitha, I don't know if I want to be as young as you or have as much energy as you, or maybe both.
I think you got it.
Well, we are now the West Coast Diva and the East Coast Diva spending time together. So thanks for having me, and I'm excited to be with you, Kalitha.
Thank you for being here. Well, let's just get right to it, Bonnie. I mean, before actually meeting you, you know, I know of a lot of women throughout the community that actually uses your program to enhance their business and just, you know, help it to grow. And it's just excited to have you on the air as the founder to really talk in depth of what is going on with the joy of connecting. So please, just let everyone first know who you are as the Working Diva Bonnie Ross Parker, and then tell them a little more about the joy of connecting.
Well, you've obviously asked me the questions that I love to chat about, which is a little bit about me and a lot about my business. Kalitha, I always introduce myself when I platform, and that's a silver-haired grandmother who always wears kick-ass cowboy boots. And I know from the picture on that you have on Bill Grow and Enjoy, you showed me sitting on the steps surrounded by my cowboy boots. And I tell my husband next to him I love my boots the most. So anyway. And I, you know, I am a serial entrepreneur. I'm a serious entrepreneur. I have a background in, in education and franchising and publishing, and I'm an author and a speaker. I've had the good fortune of being recognized with a few awards and a few recognitions, but I'm most passionate about supporting women in business. And I know in your introduction you said, you know, even men can be on this call, and there may be a few men that have some enlightened women in their lives, but I'm all about business and ensuring that women get the support that they need, that they deserve, in order to be competitive in the marketplace. So I created the Joy of Connecting as a way of women coming together in the comfort mostly of women's homes, women who are serious about building relationships, serious about business, want to make connections that are lasting and build business for one another. So JOC is now, this is its 10th year, Kalitha. I can't believe in August we're going to celebrate our first decade. And I have women.
Congratulations.
Oh, thank you. And I have women all over the country that have experienced the joy of connecting, the home office being, of course, in Atlanta, Georgia. And if a woman's an entrepreneur and she's interested in building her business, then the Joy of Connecting is there to support her. So thanks for asking about my program, because it's very exciting when you know that your legacy is one of just empowering and supporting women so that their journey can be, oh, it can be accelerated, it can be more joyful, it can get better results. And I'm all about offline networking. I know you do a lot online. I'm more the offline gal.
Yeah, some people's like, golly, you just like just come in and just take over. I'm like, hey, that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
But it's all for a good cause. You know, it's just, I'm just really excited to have you on the air, because I'm going to share a story with you. My board member that, you know, has been by my side from the start of Bill Grown and Joy, she is actually one of your reps, you know, has the joy of connecting. And I actually am going to have her come on the air next month to speak on how it's been a success for her. So this is why it really popped to me, because she's a serious businesswoman, and I mean very, very well respected. So let's just, I just want you to come talk a little more and tell those women that are listening, or even men or women in their lives, just, you know, how they can get involved with something that is just a proven success. I can say successful because I watch Robin and I see how her business has flourished. And just let them know how they can become a part of the joy of connecting.
Okay, well, there's two parts to that question. The first part was more of, you know, how did I come up with the idea, and then how my women connect with me. The idea, you know, everything, Kalitha, starts with somebody's personal experience. And we know those organizations, the nonprofits that have formed over the years, is because of something that happened to a family or an individual that inspired them to do something about it. And I was inspired, this is, as I said, more than 10 years ago, but really in 95, I worked as an area developer for a large franchise. Those that go to my website can find it. And one of the things that I recognized, Kalitha, was that the corporate office was not as supportive of women as I would like for them to have been. And I was one of the top area developers in the entire country. But be that as it may, everyone in the, you know, that it was on the corporate other than your admin staff were men. And I just decided that when I had the good fortune to sell a rather large business with this franchise and move as a newlywed in 95 from the D.C. area to Atlanta, that I was going to find a way to support women in business because I didn't want them to ever feel isolated or undervalued the way I had felt for the 12 years that I was with this company from 83 to 95. So I did what I know best, and that was go out and network, and I did that for a number of years and then ended up mentoring women for no fee. I had a drop-in weekly drop-in session where anyone that wanted advice, help, support, encouragement could simply drop in, and I would do what I could to help them. And eventually decided instead of doing mentoring as no fee that I would create an organization that would be for fee but would also give women the opportunity to really use a platform to be loud and proud, to have the megaphone of who they are, what they do, and what support they were looking for. Hence, JOC was founded in August of 2002 and will be coming up, as I mentioned earlier, on our 10th anniversary at the end of the summer. And if you're going to be in Atlanta that weekend, you better let me know well in advance. You can come as my guest.
Awesome, definitely. Definitely.
So, anyway, I love to support women in business, and I do it through, you know, the program. And, I mean, we'll talk more about it toward the end of how women can reach me. But all they have to do is go to thejoyofconnecting.com. Need to use the word thejoyofconnecting.com. And if they're interested in even participating as a participant, they can find the locations. If they're interested in getting trained by me and have a license, a location, a chapter of their own, they can just click on Become a Licensee. It's all there, and it's a great way to connect with me just through the website. So.
Absolutely. And I have a question in the chat. The question is just how would, you know, it can the joy of connecting, I'm sure, you know, we know the answer to this, but just for the question, person that's asking the question, how does the joy of connecting bring in revenue, additional income? Is there any products
A licensee buys the license, and I prefer to do that sort of on a one-on-one, but a licensee basically buys a chapter. She buys a location, gets all of my training, my books, my CDs, my DVDs. She gets my entire customer acquisition marketing program, and with that I teach her how to accelerate her networking activity, and then women pay $25 to attend a Joy of Connecting event. So if she can bring 20, and we're not a membership, you just pay if you want to participate. So if she's able to attract 20 women on any given month that pay $25, Galithia, she will now have collected $500. That doesn't even include what she might generate in terms of her own personal business, but just in terms of reaching out to women, whether they're in finance or they're in insurance or web design or pet sitting or jewelry, it doesn't matter. If they come, they're going to pay to showcase, to be loud and proud about their business. That's $500. Then there's an overhead fee, and then minus the cost of food is money that she will keep. So it's designed for her to generate an extra couple hundred, $250 a month, every single month, by using the techniques and the skills and the strategies that I've taught her to go out and fill the room. And then that money doesn't include what she would sell in jewelry or any insurance policies that would be generated or anybody coming on board. You mentioned your partner does taxes. So anyone that would engage her in the products and services that she offers is additional income. What we're doing is giving her a platform to give others a chance to showcase what they do, gives her a chance to do the same thing, generate extra income and exposure for everybody. It's very unique. I don't know if there's any networking events that pay somebody to network the way this one does.
Absolutely not. You know, I'm out there in the field all the time, and I haven't seen anything like this. You know, everyone has their way, but this one is very, what makes this one unique to me is it's just very structured, and it's simple. You know, simplicity makes it a lot easier for everyone to use the platform, and that's what it's all about, having a platform. So that's a great strategy, great information. And, you know, networking is the key to, you know, building your business in addition to social media. So this is that was just awesome information shared. We have a couple of callers, Bonnie. I'm going to take one for you and see what they have for you. Take this caller right here. Hello, caller 7286. Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy.
Yes, hi. My name is Diana Krekus. I'm the Take Action Life Coach. I think this is awesome for women. This is great. I've never heard of anything like this. Wow.
Hooray.
Yeah. You know, I deal with women that, oh, I can't do that. There's no way. You know, and it's with the self-esteem and, oh, no. But you got something great going. This is fantastic.
Thank you, Diana.
Wow.
What I want to share with you and your enthusiasm for this is most, and I think that you and Kalithia and whoever's listening would agree, most networking is the following. Tell self. Here's my card. Trying to sell your service. Here's my card. Trying to sell your product. We're about caring and sharing. We're about serving first and selling second. So with JOC, if you were in my community with Take Action and I met you, I would say, oh, my gosh, Diana, women need to know about your coaching program. Would you accept an invitation? I'd love to give you a chance to showcase at an event that I have coming up, and it will give women access to you, and you'll have the opportunity to learn more about them. Would you be interested? And it's likely that you're going to say yes, because I didn't ask you if you would buy my books or my CDs. I didn't lean with tell and sell. I led with sharing and caring. I care about you, and I would like for you to have access to the women that will be there. So it's a very different paradigm. Also, I want to tell both of you, and I know you're going to love this, the word leadership, which is what I'm about, is actually, I call it lead her ship.
I love it. I love it.
So we're leading by example, and we're lead her ship, and that could be leading your coaching clients, that could be leading your direct selling network marketing business. That's Kalithia, who is setting herself up as a leader of important information and accessibility. So when you hear the word leadership, I want you to think of lead her ship. I hope that was something that was an aha for both of you and for our listeners.
Oh, definitely.
Good.
That was awesome. Yeah, because that is so important. You're talking about, and it's a relationship building thing. Because a lot of times it's like, here's my card. Buy this. And you're talking about, it's all about sharing, and it is such a wonderful thing. And it's so relaxing because it's like, you're going to go there and you're going to share things together. And it's not like, oh, well, here comes my wallet. Here, I got to spend money. And that's where people get all apprehensive. But when it's a sharing thing, people are more likely to come, and it's wonderful. And
thank
us women,
you.
We have that way of having relationships. Awesome. You have an awesome concept there.
Where are you located?
I'm located in Howell, New Jersey.
Oh, you're on the East Coast.
Yes,
right.
I am.
You check out the website, and there's a link there, Become a Licensee, and I can call you, and we can chat some more offline. That would be great.
Wonderful. I will. Thank you. You have a blessed day, okay?
Thanks.
Take care. Working diva. That's another working diva. You want to take another call, Bonnie? Got another one?
Sure. Absolutely.
Hello, caller 1139. How are you? Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy.
Hi, my name is Hugh. I'm in Virginia. I hope you don't mind that I'm a male. I'm looking to empower women. And that was my partner, Diana, who just happened to speak with you. I want to give you my name so you can see who I am. And there is a poem titled Caring Sharing that is very powerful that I will have Diana discuss with Bonnie. My name is Hugh, H-U-G-H. Last name is Charlson, T like Tom, R-A-U-L-S-E-N as in Nancy. My name has global recognition in the food service area. And, again, Diana will help you attract all kinds of women because I'm looking to empower women. They're much gentler, and they can help make a better future for mankind.
Well, I will tell you that I get very inspired by enlightened men. And I'm not saying that to feed your ego, Hugh. I'm saying it because it's absolutely true. When men have a softer side, when they have a more right brain when it comes to marketing and connecting and networking, it's really a pleasure because my experience, as I mentioned, if you were on the call from the top of the call, was my experience with a franchise and the franchisor was not pleasant. There wasn't the sensitivity and the caring about women. And my email is bootgirl, B-O-O-T-G-I-R-L, bootgirl at thejoyofconnecting.com. Hugh, if you could email me your contact information when we get offline, I would love to reconnect with you. And thank you so much. I can't wait to read that poem about sharing and caring. I'm so excited that you took it upon yourself to acknowledge that you were on the call.
Well, God bless you all, and
thank
Diana
you.
Will do the follow-up. Thank you so much.
Okay, great.
You're welcome. You?
Yes. Hello?
Sign up to BillGrownEnjoy.com, become a member, and post that poem up so that all of my people and my listeners can see it also. You and Diane, get on over to BillGrownEnjoy.com and post that up in the blog. And
yay.
I'll feature it.
I'll have her handle all that. Thank you.
Oh, that's great. So are you in New Jersey also?
I am originally from New York. I currently live in Virginia. I'm self-proclaimed Hugh, the heartbeat of America. And I'm working on a very big mission and vision of bringing spirituality into global economics.
Okay. Well, and email me so I have your contact information. That would be
okay,
great.
Okay, sure.
Thank you.
You.
Awesome. Well, that's just awesome, Bonnie. That's the men. Got another working diva. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. And if there's any additional information to share that we haven't covered, I'd like for you to share and just kind of conclude it up. We have about 8 more minutes, but we'll be right back, Bonnie.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Kalithia, Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m., join me on the ride of financial literacy through the eyes of the new America. Join me, Kalithia, with Build, Grow, and Enjoy every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m. to increase your knowledge about financial literacy on WIGO 1570 AM The Light. And always remember that someone is sitting in the shade today because someone planted a tree a long time ago.
And we are back. Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy Radio. Today's date is 4/16/2012. It is 12:22 here in San Diego, beautiful San Diego, Los Angeles, 12:22 Atlanta. Have Working Diva on the move. Build your business. Create your own opportunity. Ms. Bonnie Ross Parker, the JLC, Joy of Connecting. Lines are open, everyone. 347-215-8709. And as always, live chat. Bonnie, now, is there any other additional information you'd like to share to the listening audience that you feel that would be absolutely needed?
Well, I'd like to, I would like to, sorry, I didn't mean to talk over you. I would like to share two different complimentary opportunities. If listeners, when you go to thejoyofconnecting.com, if you put in your name and your email, there is, and I'm not sure which one because we rotate it and I don't know what it is today, but there is a complimentary ebook there that will help you with your networking, and I would love for you to get that complimentary book. Then you'll become part of our JOC community for future communications. And the other thing, that I am a professional speaker and an author, Kalithia. I get a lot of paid engagement to do workshops on networking. My most popular is Are You a Savvy Networker? And if your listeners would go to Bonnie, B-O-N-N-I-E, Ross, R-O-S-S, Parker, BonnieRossParker.com, no hyphen, and they sign up there, again, name and email, they will get 2 motivational readings every single month, and I think it's for about 1.5 years. So those are 2 different places, both of which are complimentary. There's no obligation whatsoever. And if your listeners are really serious about growing business and they want a different kind of model, a model with sharing and caring that will generate extra income, build their database, give them the leadership and the go-to to become a go-to in their community, they can just go to the Joy of Connecting and click on Become a Licensee. It's a short interview form, and then, of course, I will call them and have a very personal conversation on how I can support them. You know, Kalithia, many people face obstacles in their business, and I certainly have not avoided having a few of my own. But the key to this is really being a first-class, committed, focused, visionary person. And if your listeners, if they're committed to what they do, they're passionate about what they do, and they're willing to network and connect with the right people, there is no reason why success will elude them. But it really comes down to tenacity and getting out there and sharing and caring and with leadership, you know, leading by example, caring about others first and the sale second, service then the sale, caring and sharing. We're not about hit and run. We're not about tell and sell. That's the old model, and it works for men, but it doesn't work for women. So I would love to hear from any of your listeners who would like to benefit from my expertise, my program. If they are in a situation where they're looking for speakers, I would love to be the person that they might consider first.
I love it. I love it. Well, let's go ahead. I'm going to take one more call. I really want this caller to come in. Someone that that definitely I know could make it happen also. But I'm going to take this call because I'm sure they have something to say to you. Hello, caller 7168. How are you? How is the ATL? Caller 7168.
Hey. Hey, how you doing?
Hey.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you. We got about 2 minutes. So what would you like to say to Bonnie, Pam? Hi.
Hi. Hi, Bonnie. This is Pamela Reese Wertlaw from the Preparation Room, and I had a time trying to stop everything. I enjoyed the show. I'm so excited about what God is doing in your life.
Thank you.
It is. It's so intriguing, and I just thank God that Kalithia had the time to share you, you know, to the nation so we could go forth. So I will definitely get in touch with you and tell some more people about what's going on.
Thank
with,
you, Pamela.
Your book.
Where are you located?
In Atlanta. I know Kalithia very well. I'm with her show, Bill Grow and Enjoy Show. I come on every first Tuesday of the month. The Preparation Room. So
good. Okay, we'll be in touch. You can find me easily, bootgirl@thejoyofconnecting.com, and I would be happy to get back in touch with you. And I'm glad I've got a Southeasterner with me today.
Oh, yeah. Well, I just thank God for your success.
Thank you, Pamela, and I wish the same back.
Okay, goodbye.
Well, Bonnie, let everyone know how they can contact you. You also are a member of BillGrownEnjoy.com, and as everyone knows, a live community. They can live chat, email you through BillGrownEnjoy.com, but let them know how they can contact you directly.
Okay. Well, in Atlanta, 770-333-7923 is my cell. And then, of course, Boot Girl, one word, because I told you I'm a silver-haired grandmother, always wears kick-ass cowboy boots. And that's Boot Girl, one word, at thejoyofconnecting.com. And then, of course, I have the two websites, thejoyofconnecting.com as well as BonnieRossParker.com. And if anyone wants to Google my name with the hyphen Ross hyphen Parker, there's a lot of information there about just my program and some speaking and some audios and interviews. And I don't think your listeners will have trouble finding me if they want to connect and make it happen.
Awesome. Well, thank you for taking the time and joining us to talk to me. It was absolutely a pleasure. You are definitely a working diva on the move, and I look forward to meeting you when I get back to the ATL.
Thank you, Kalithia, and I wish you continued success. Be always inspired to inspire others and make every connection count.
Thank you, thank you. And there you guys have it, Miss Bonnie Ross Parker, CEO of one of the fastest growing marketing platforms throughout the nation, The Joy of Connecting. You can reach out to Bonnie through BillGrownEnjoy.com. She is a member. You can email or chat. You know, we have a live interactive site. Also, all her contact information is in the group contact group. Group contact group. So just go ahead and reach out to her, ladies. Men with ladies in your lives, this is it. You know, networking is where it is at to grow your business. And as you heard, Bonnie, you absolutely can get that additional income and just sharing and networking and just having each other's back in the growth of your business. So that's going to conclude our show for today, everyone. Lead her ship. I love it. Thank you for tuning in. Wednesday, Debbie's back. You know, it's going to be after tax day, but hey, it is what it is, and she's going to give you some more tips with a monthly update, the Snelling Group. So thank you for joining us, everyone. Enjoy the rest of your week. Talk to you on Wednesday, and as always, enjoy.
Thank you for taking the ride with me on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Hoping all will be successful with the information received. Tune in every Monday and Wednesdays at 3 p.m. here on WIGO 1570 The Light with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. Remembering, positive people do positive things, positive actions lead to positive results.